You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Here's what you should know. Pfizer announced yesterday that its coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective in teens as young as 12. The drug maker's small study of U.S. volunteers ages 12 to 15 has not yet been published, but preliminary data showed no cases of COVID-19 among fully vaccinated participants. Side effects were similar to those observed in adults. Pfizer and BioNTech are expected to apply for emergency use authorization for this age group from the FDA and European regulators in the coming weeks. The WHO and Chinese experts released a joint report yesterday on the origins of COVID-19, which said that a lab leak was unlikely and that the virus probably got from bats to humans via another animal. On the same day, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that all hypotheses require further investigation and that the WHO team required more data from Chinese officials. The U.S. and 13 allies also released a statement about the report and asked that China give full access to researchers. And case counts are rising in the U.S. again, and experts have warned this week that we need to stay vigilant. But doctors say there's a sliver of good news. People under 60 make up a majority of new cases, which is evidence that the vaccines, which have been administered largely so far to older Americans, are working. Earlier this week, the CDC reported that the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna vaccines are 90% effective in the real world. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.